You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So we've got another survey on the table for you today. This time just looking at the survey that was done amongst fund managers in South Africa, and two-thirds of fund managers surveyed by the Bank of America Merrill Lynch are expecting the South African Reserve Bank to cut interest rates in the first 6 months of next year. And this expectation is informing their view on where value could lie on the JSE as well as elsewhere, with quite a number of investors wanting to own domestic stocks, most notably stocks in the food and clothing and clothing retailer sector, as well as food producers. I do have John Morris, the strategist over at Bank of America Merrill Lynch, for more on this. John, thanks so much for your time. First of all, on the expectations of rate cuts. I mean, we're sitting at 8.25% in terms of the repo rate. How many rate cuts are fund managers expecting for South Africa next year, and where do they see the repo landing?
Yeah, thanks for that. So the repo, the managers are forecasting the interest rate to move to 7.75 in 12 months' time. So 50 basis points on a 12-month time horizon.
Okay, okay. So that 50 basis points on a 12-month time horizon, so that would suggest either a 25 basis point cut here and there, a pause in the middle of it until we land at 7.75.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it might be, our view is that the repo has peaked at 8.25. There's some inflation pressures coming up with some higher inflation prints for various reasons. And so we think that the cutting cycle will only start May next year. So, you know, flat until May and then a cutting cycle. So managers say the repo could be cut, could be the first quarter of next year, could be the second quarter of next year. Mm-hmm. So I think it's sort of a table and then a cutting cycle next year, which is why you get the 50 bips, but later rather than sooner.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of the inflationary pressures that have come up, I'm wondering if you're making reference to what is happening in the oil market right now and how material you think that could be for the path or the future path of pricing trends.
So we have, inflation has come down, but we expect it to move to around, below 5%, so moving above 5% to, say, 5.5%. It could be in that sort of range for quite some time over the coming quarters and into next year, because we only have inflation down at 4.6% by the end of next year. So there are inflationary pressures, but we do think that with the repo at 8.25%, that provides a real buffer for the SARP. And so there's no real need to increase rates at this point on that kind of outlook.
Mm-hmm. And so lower interest rates has got fund managers taking the position that domestic stocks and food and clothing retailers, food producers, are the place to be. So is this the view that the lower interest rates will offer consumers relief, just offsetting all the other pressures that consumer wallets are facing right now?
So I think when you have a cutting cycle, there is a sensitivity of, if you take retailer stocks, for example, not the food retailers, but the clothing retailers, you know, for every move down in the repo, that has a direct impact on an increase in the retailers index. But of course, then you've got to work out. So that's a sort of a re-rating effect. But of course, then one has to work out what's going to happen to the earnings over the next 12, 18 months. And I think, you know, that's the debate in the market. Banks, on the one hand, which do well with higher interest rates, but they also have higher credit losses, versus retailers, where they benefit from rate cuts, but you've also got to be concerned perhaps about earnings. But in this survey, there's definitely more interest in the retailers, the food producers. I mean, we haven't seen this kind of interest for a long time. And in fact, on 12 months, banks is the number one favored sector. But food producers and retailers come second and third, and they have moved overweight food producers and retailers. But, you know, if we went back to May last year, there was very little interest in rate sensitives for a Saab cutting cycle. Now we actually see 64% of the managers saying that it's not too early to look at these sectors for the cutting cycle. So you get in, you know, at least 6 months before.
Sure. And I'm just looking at the price target that the managers also have for the JSE All Share Index. I mean, currently we're looking at the All Share at around 73,800 points. Maybe we can call it 74,000. And the managers are talking about the All Share getting all the way to 82,000 points in the next 12 months. So is that all interest rate sensitive stocks that pushes the JSE higher?
No, I don't think it can be. Of course, the resources is a big component. You'd need resources, and in fact, there's no interest in resources in this survey. Mm-hmm. So you need some kind of big stimulus from China, and no recession in the U.S. We're forecasting a soft landing. So and then a weaker dollar to see commodity prices going higher and for resources to come to the party. But this year, resources are down and the financial industrials are up. So you would need a catch up in that sector. And also the non-resource commodity RAN hedges would also play a part in the market. For example, like, a nice path. If there's simplification of the structure, the discount narrows, that could add returns to get to that 82,000 level.
Mm-hmm. You spoke about the weaker dollar. I just want to talk about the weaker rand or the need for a weaker dollar. But I want to talk about the weaker rand in the wake of a firmer dollar. What are fund managers saying about where the rand lands in the next 12 months?
Yeah, so that weakened to 18.25. And I think if you look at this survey in the light of the global survey, our managers' optimism on China growth, that sunk to low expectations that you saw even before they opened up China last year. So investors are very skeptical of China growth, and I think that has an impact on EM. So globally, managers were moving from EM to the US, and that has an impact on resources. That's why I think in this survey, managers are not positive on resources because of that China impact, and then the RAM goes weaker with this survey.
Mm-hmm. The allocation of funds to offshore investments. I see that according to the survey, a record 64% of investors are underweight offshore assets, although you do say that more are showing an inclination to want to invest offshore internationally. So what will that look like in your view? Where will the smart money go?
Yeah, so the offshore weights, there's a vast range. It depends on different managers. Some are maxed out at 45, others are not. Maybe they're closer to 30%. We have an average of the managers in this survey, and they say they're 34% abroad, and they want to put another 6% overseas of the assets under management, which would take you to around about 40. So, I think we could be tactically positive on South Africa into next year. I talked about a weaker dollar next year. I mean, in the short term, dollar could strengthen because we still have one Fed hike in November, and we have a hawkish Fed. So that could lead to a slightly strong dollar in the very near term. But next year, we have a weaker dollar. And so we could have a tactical rally in domestic assets next year, and then managers might take more money abroad when we get to the sort of 82,000 level on the All Share.
Mm-hmm. Where abroad? I mean, you mentioned your view on the U.S. You are not expecting that economy to crash as a result of the very big increases and over a very rapid pace in interest rates that we have seen. You said you're expecting a short, a soft landing for that economy. So suggesting that the U.S. is the outlook there is a lot more optimistic. But in terms of the offshore basket as a whole, where else are investors looking at prospects? Where won't they touch at this present moment in time?
Well, I think investors are looking, as a house, we're looking at the S&P 500 on a equal weighted basis. So you're stripping out the Magnificent Seven tech stocks, which have done extremely well this year. And we're looking at sectors that can actually benefit from a recovery in the U.S. Business cycle. And we also have the cutting cycle from the Fed next year. So I think you have to be very selective in the U.S. And if we do see a soft landing, and if China does come through with more stimulus, then the dollar could go weaker, which means that assets in the rest of the world would actually do better than, say, the S&P, which included the tech stocks. So EM, actually, for next year, is looking quite decent, which is why I think South Africa can do well next year, do better from a global perspective. But then, so you'd actually stay in South Africa before you would look abroad. But longer term, clearly what you want to diversify, you want to diversify into those smaller companies in the U.S., and you also want to look at specific themes, like your EMX China would be what we would look at, and value and beta stocks globally.
All right. John, thanks so much for giving us insights into how investors are looking at value and how they are looking to allocate some of their hard-earned money. That's John Morris. He's the strategist over at the Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.